Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, September 4th. You'll be interested to know, 243 years ago, today in 1781, Spanish settlers laid claim to what became Los Angeles. It is now the second most populous city in the United States and the home to Hollywood, whose name is synonymous with the American motion picture industry. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. It looks like we're in for a sunny Wednesday, with temperatures reaching around 78 and a light breeze from the south. Tonight, expect clear skies with a low of 56 and gentle winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Wednesday will be at 12:30 with the low tide just after 7:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 68 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies on Thursday with highs around 76 degrees and light southeast winds. Thursday night will be mostly clear with lows near 59 degrees. A chance of rain showers begin Saturday, continuing into Sunday with highs around 74 degrees. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, on Labor Day, the Hilton Boston Park Plaza was filled with guests enjoying their holiday. But outside, about 400 hotel workers from Unite Here, Local 26 were striking and chanting, "Make them pay." The demonstrators drew attention to their demands for higher wages and better working conditions. Guests faced delays in check-in and limited services, as the union encouraged travelers to avoid the striking hotels. Some visitors expressed sympathy for the workers, while others felt frustrated. The strike is part of a larger interstate effort involving over 25,000 workers nationwide, highlighting ongoing challenges in the hospitality industry. Now on to sports. San Francisco 49ers rookie wide receiver Ricky Pearsall has been placed on the reserve non-football injury list, meaning he will miss at least the first four regular season games. Pearsall, who is 23 years old, was shot in the chest during an attempted robbery on Saturday in the Union Square area of San Francisco. Fortunately, he did not require surgery and was released from the hospital the following day. A 17-year-old suspect is in custody and charges are expected soon. The 49ers have signed offensive tackle Brandon Parker to fill the roster spot created by Pearsall's absence. In local sports, last night, the Red Sox fell to the Mets 7-2 at Citi Field. Cutter Crawford allowed 5 runs across 6 innings, while Nick Sogard and Jaron Duran chipped in with 2 of Boston's 5 total hits. Francisco Lindor powered the Mets, hitting his 30th homer of the season. Tonight, the Sox look to bounce back with Tanner Houck taking the mound. The Mets counter with Tyler Megill, as both teams hope to improve their playoff chances. Boston currently sits third in the AL East, while the Mets are third in the NL East, both teams eyeing a potential wild card spot in their respective leagues. In top news, Disney has removed its channels, including ESPN, from DirecTV just minutes before a highly anticipated college football game, leaving over 10 million customers frustrated. This blackout is a result of a contentious contract dispute with negotiations failing before the September 1st deadline. As traditional pay TV providers face ongoing challenges from cord cutting, DirecTV argues that Disney's requirement for minimum penetration of its channels is unfair to subscribers who do not watch sports. Meanwhile, sports fans are already feeling the impact, missing out on significant events, including the upcoming Monday Night Football game and the Emmy Awards. In business news, Stellantis is facing significant challenges following disappointing earnings results in July 2024. The multinational automaker has implemented aggressive cost-cutting measures, including voluntary buyouts and layoffs of over 2,450 assembly line workers. Amidst this turmoil, Walter B. Rhodes, a descendant of the Chrysler founder, made a proposal to rescue the Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram brands from what he perceives as mismanagement. In response, Stellantis reaffirmed its commitment to its portfolio, stating, "We cannot afford to have brands that do not make money." Rhodes clarified he seeks employee ownership, not personal ownership of the brands. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $56,600. Ethereum is just under $2,400. And Solana is $128. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. NASA astronaut Butch Wilmore has reported a strange noise from the troubled Boeing Starliner space capsule, which has kept him and his colleague Suni Williams in orbit for 6 additional months since their launch in June. On Saturday, Wilmore communicated a pulsing sound from a speaker inside the capsule, prompting an investigation into its origin. The Starliner, plagued by helium leaks and propulsion issues, is scheduled to return to Earth on September 6 without the astronauts. They are now expected to return in a SpaceX capsule in February. Audio anomalies in space are not uncommon, with past reports of unusual sounds from other missions. And in entertainment news. In Reagan, Dennis Quaid portrays the 40th president in a film directed by Sean McNamara, which some may call hagiographic. The movie attempts to capture Reagan's life and presidency through the eyes of a fictional Soviet official, Viktor Petrovich, played by John Voight. While the film features clever visuals, such as intercutting scenes of Reagan chopping wood with the fall of the Berlin Wall, it largely lacks creativity. Quaid's portrayal has been criticized for its lack of authenticity, and the screenplay seems to favor a heroic narrative over a nuanced depiction of Reagan's complexities, ultimately missing an opportunity for depth. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the man Dennis Quaid portrayed, Ronald Reagan. And he said, "Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.